I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, new study released says men with this carry more germs than dogs.
I'm going to say kids.
Beards.
Dirty underwear.
Beards is a good answer.
Heidi nailed it again. All right. Men with beards carry more germs than dogs. And they said no statistics available for the average dog with beards. So... if your dog has a beard, there's no study on that.
Oh. Mine does.
Yeah.
Now, that's odd or interesting to me because, you know, people with beards would like you to believe that they're just as clean as the rest of us, and it's just a grooming choice.
Now, where are these germs coming from?
I think they're coming from their beard.
Yeah. Study says the average beard has millions of germs, and they say, this is the way they worded it. They said, average beard that's located near your mouth or nose. I'm like, okay.
Where else
that's,
is it?
That's the usual place for a beard. If you have another place, I want to hear it.
And that one's probably got a lot of germs.
Okay.
You need to shave.
Where are you growing your beard?
I guess it's kind of like a beard.
Okay.
It's that's... almost like the exact opposite of a beard.
Be quiet.
If you think about it.
But if you look, that's just a weird way to put that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I knew this guy once. He was interviewing someone, and he says, describe yourself in one word or less.
That's me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a second.
That was just a brain fart right there.
That was
oh,
fun.
Gross.
Anyway.
Your brain does
that?
Your beard
is located next to your mouth or nose. It has more germs. And very interesting, too, if you do have a beard, fellas, the hygiene experts say every man with a beard should wash his beard after every meal.
Okay.
And I think that's ridiculous.
I don't know. Have you seen some people eat?
Yeah. I mean, if Tom had a beard, he'd have to wash his mouth like 6 or 7 times a day. I'm like, washing your beard after every meal?
That's like every 5 minutes.
I mean, you got to have a snack a little bit later, don't you? You just lick your beard. There you go. There's a Cheeto stuck in your beard.
What if someone made a beer bib? Like you just put it up around your nose and it covered the top part and it just had a hole for your mouth and napkin down around the bottom.
I'm not going to invest in your product, Heidi, but you go on Shark Tank and see how that works out.
Yeah, there you go. Could you see Heidi on Shark Tank in front of those people? It's the beard bib.
No, it's the beard bib.
Yeah, and it's designed to help you with your germs, keep germs away. I think it's a great idea.
Well, there you go. That seals the deal for me.
There are a lot of women who are kissing guys with beards who are thinking, it is.
Okay, Heidi, and I do. Let's go there just for a second, okay? Because I've never kissed a guy with a beard. Now, I did kiss a girl with the upper lip hair, which tickled a little bit.
Yeah.
But what does that feel like? Like, do you enjoy a guy kissing a guy with a beard?
Yes.
Okay.
A beard shaved.
Hold on. Her boyfriend has a beard. She has to say this.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Sometimes it can, like, push
stick
into
you?
Your mouth. Yeah, into your lip a little bit. But otherwise, I like it.
I know that whenever I let myself grow out a few days, my wife complains constantly that it hurts and pokes her.
What, all 3 hairs you got there?
So I basically feel, just because you got more than me, Heidi, you don't have to be bragging.
You should be jealous.
I know. The kids hate it. The kids hate it when I kiss them.
Right.
They don't like it at all.
So I think that women who say they like the beard are a lot of times just trying not to hurt their man's feelings.
Well, you know, you got all kinds of different beards, like the 5 o'clock shadow is going to poke you a little
right.
bit. But you got those guys that have the Santa Claus beards that are popular now. I'm like, are they softer?
Oh, I don't know, but did you see Aquaman just shaved his beard off?
Yeah,
Jason, women still
Jason
love it.
Moa.
I don't think it's fair to compare superheroes to the rest of us.
Yeah,
I know, but Moa. Women still like it, like him, even without
the
beard.
He doesn't need a beard to be likable.
I know, man. That guy's buff with tattoos.
Yeah, he's got
I don't ever want to hate on guys with beards because they're usually tough looking and they could beat me up.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I personally, I just think that would be a lot of grooming to maintain, keep it clean. A lot of guys have them and look good, and a lot of guys have them and don't look good, and I don't think that anyone tells them that they aren't the ones that should have a beard.
What they're saying, though, is after every meal, fellas, if you do have a beard, just take a comb with you and comb all that corn and gravy off your mustache.
Oh, gross. Hey, save it for later. I was downtown last week, and a guy walked by with the handlebar mustache.
Uh-huh.
Young guy.
I've seen those.
And I wanted to stop and say, no.
Really?
He's a bartender downtown, yeah.
It don't
Heidi acts like there's only one guy down there with handlebar mustache.
He was walking past me.
It's pretty substantial, right? Like he's
I saw it.
Well, Heidi, there's more
Heidi,
guys.
This is a bigger town than just have one handlebar mustache.
No, there's one guy.
Yeah, one guy has a handlebar mustache downtown.
He used to own the handlebar, didn't he?
Have you seen the guy with the beard bib?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That guy I haven't seen.
No, I have not.
Not yet.
But this is true about being dirty, because I think of chefs immediately when you said that.
Oh, when they're cooking, yeah.
Yeah. Chefs with
hair
beards.
Nets. We need those beard nets. Heidi, you thought about the beard net?
We need to have a congressional study done on this to make sure that we are being healthy, because if the chefs have beards and they've got germs, more germs than a dog, then we need to start allowing dogs in kitchens.
Okay. That's
That's what I got out of this.
You could get a dog beard. A dog.
Okay.
What you bib. Call it? Bib. Thank you.
You know what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.